Angelina Presley really is a coal miner's daughter. She's from Kentucky, and she draws from her life to produce an autobiographical album in which she says each song is a chapter of her life.
One traffic light in front of the high school, kids in the parking lot fixing to lie to an old worn out deputy who don't even carry a gun.
Angelina Presley is known to her fans as Holler Annie from the trio The Pistol Annies. This is her first solo effort. The album is called American Middle Class. And Angelina Presley joins us from New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
There's some tough stuff on this.
There is some tough stuff on this.
Drug addiction, alcohol, money problems, dead high school football star. How do you put this into music that people want to hear?
You know, I don't know. I'm just able to do it. I've been creating melodies since I was a little girl. I don't know. I think oral history is a big part of my culture, being from the mountains. And I got picked to be the storyteller.
Let me ask you about one of these tough and beautiful songs. This one, let's hear about the football hero, Fallen Low. This is Pain Pills.
When Davy dropped dead, the paper said he was a football hero. Kids all cried and the rumors died, and before he was in the ground, Jimmy was up on the strip job, sucking another one down. When Vicky got out, it took a bout a week to catch the fever. Went across town to Dr. Brown, begging for some pain pills.
It took me probably about 2 or 3 years to finish this song, and the seed was planted when I went home to Kentucky to a funeral, a friend of mine from high school. And when I was at the funeral, people were saying, you know, he had a heart condition, this and that. And just, you know, nobody was talking about what really happened. He OD'd on prescription pain medication. And so I started the song then, and then over the years, I went to another funeral and another funeral and another funeral. You know, all of these characters in the song are inspired by things that really happened to people that I love.
The girl next door's on the bathroom floor, thinking about taking her a little bit more. Ain't never been this bad before.
Want to hear your title cut now, American Middle Class. And this is your father, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
My name is Jimmy Presley. I grew up in Martin County. My mother was a housewife, and my father was a coal miner. And after he retired, he got me a job when I was 18. So I got out of school, and I stayed in there 30 years.
That's my daddy. He is the hardest working teddy bear of a man I've ever met in my life. Hearing him talk about his life sort of inspired me to talk about what my experience was being his daughter. So that's where American Middle Class came from.
You're very proud of him.
I am very proud of him.
Got to ask you about All I Ever Wanted. Has a spoken word section here. This is a woman who's one of your neighbors.
She was one of my neighbors, and she was actually a drug addict. And she would come over and ask for money. And then eventually we kind of got to be friends. And she had grown up in this very wealthy family. You know, she was like the white gloves, debutante, pony riding princess. And now here she was, no teeth, close to death, asking me for 67 cents to get to the food stamp office. And she needed to be documented, too. So she came over one day, and I was like, can you come in here and just say this Bible verse for me?
And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. doth magnify the Lord. And my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation.
And she passed away probably a month or so after that.
God bless. You have to dig deep for your music, don't you?
Well, I would say yes, but to me, it's like breathing. I can't take credit for a lot of my music. I've called myself a song catcher rather than a song writer because I feel like this is just something that I know how to do, and I feel really blessed that I do it. But it's just second nature to me.
Let's try and squeeze in another one if we can, okay?
Sure.
Let's listen to Ain't No Man, particularly a line I really admire. She's hot as a fire on the end of a cigarette, rich as a church's Wednesday night basket.
She's smooth as a gravel on a roadside creek bank, sweet as a flower on a knotty pine cascade. She's hot as a fire on the end of a cigarette, rich as a church's Wednesday night basket.
You know, when I made this record, my intention was, when you listen to it, it's like a book. It's like all of the songs go together, and once you're finished listening to the record, hopefully it was an experience rather than a bunch of songs that you've listened to in a row. And Ain't No Man, I mean, she is the character. She is the American middle-class woman. You know, if you listen to the words of Ain't No Man, she's crazy. She is smart, she's sexy, she's ugly sometimes, but the common thread is ain't nothing gonna keep her down. She is the main character in the novel that is my record.
Angelina Presley, the new CD is American Middle Class. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And there ain't no man.